The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, everyone. It's lovely to be here with you on this dharmic path. So again, we'll begin our meditation by making the conscious choice to, first of all, leave all of our concerns, preoccupations, agendas, worries, and responsibilities outside the door of our meditation area for the duration of the sit. So take a moment to carefully put all your concerns in a safe place on the other side of the door with the commitment to leave them there during the meditation. We can come back to them afterwards. No need for them now. And as we have done over the last 2 days, we will continue to breathe in, open, non-reactive, receptive awareness. And we have a good friend who can help us with this. Her name is Sati, which is the Pali word for mindfulness, awareness. Many of you have participated in Gil's series this year on the Satipatthana. And in the final talk of the series, he spoke about living in awareness with Satipatthana. And if we can do that, we know that we have a clear place to abide in. It's a home that we take with us wherever we go. Maybe it's like living in a messy house that has a clean living room. So when messy challenges, fears, desires, attachments arise, we know that with Sati, this lucid awareness, we have a clear place where we can abide. Sati is the treasure, the magic of Vipassana practice. And we can call on her whenever we need help. So as we would do in Satipatthana practice, let's begin our meditation by bringing awareness to the fore. We know that when awareness is strong, it opens the door to seeing when unskillful states arise. And then we can make the choice to not pick them up. So now bring this strong, clear awareness to your posture, balancing and aligning the whole body. Feel your physical and energetic connection to the earth. And now imagine your energetic connection to space via the invisible thread through the small opening in the top of the head. Sitting here between heaven and earth. Now, with a long, deep breath, invite your awareness to the experience and sensations of the body breathing. Breathing naturally now. On the exhale, relaxing and letting go of the muscles of the face, the eyes, around the eyes, the forehead, cheeks, the lips, the tongue, the jaw, and moving downwards, relaxing the neck, the shoulders, letting go in the arms and the hands, in the torso, the heart center, and softening the belly. Relaxing the legs and the feet. Breathing in lucid awareness. Breathing out, letting go. On the in-breath, lucid awareness of this body breathing. And on the exhale, letting go where we can. Relaxing. Sitting with the stillness and tranquility of a mountain. No matter what the weather is like, the mountain does not react. And as the body becomes still, the mind has a quiet place to abide in. This is the peace of simply being. As agitation and craving are left behind, we are soothed, nourished, With the body calm, anchored in the earth, the mind and heart open softly, becoming spacious, limitless, and connecting to the vastness of space. In this calm spaciousness of resting in awareness, our knots, our places of holding, can begin to untangle. Breathing in, receptive awareness. Breathing out, calm, letting go. The tranquility of calmly letting go naturally gives way to contentment. We are in the safe space of not needing anything. So now the invitation is breathing in calm receptivity and breathing out well-being and contentment. Nothing is needed. We feel satisfied by the simplicity of being here. Breathing in, calm receptivity. Breathing out, the well-being of contentment. If the mind becomes agitated, we can be calm about being agitated. We hold ourselves kindly when agitation is present. But since we know that feeding our thoughts does not bring relief, we choose instead the dharmic path of resting in spacious awareness. Breathing in, calm receptivity. Breathing out, well-being, contentment. Not needing anything. We breathe in calm receptivity. And now on the exhale, we radiate out ease and contentment to all beings everywhere, including ourselves. And for this practice of radiating, the invitation is to bring to the corners of the mouth the Buddha's gentle half smile of contentment. Breathing in, calm receptivity, radiating out ease and contentment on the exhale. As we come to the end of this sitting, we bring to mind the people we will come into contact with today, strangers, as well as people we know. And we make the aspiration of offering them, through our own example, the ease of calm contentment. One of the fruits of cultivating a mind at peace with things as they are. May all beings, ourselves included, first of all, be safe. Being safe, may all beings be peaceful. With safety and peace, may all beings be contented. And may all beings everywhere be free.